由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you have joined us once again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你今天再次收听《天路导向》。
Today, I want to continue talking about the deception of Satan.
今天我们的节目将要继续分享，讲下撒旦的诡计究竟是怎样的。
I left you in the last message by telling you that Satan appears as an angel of light.
在上次节目当中，我曾经讲过撒旦是可以假扮成为光明的天使。
And when Satan appears as an angel of light, it means that he wants his children to appear as angels of light.
当撒旦假扮成为光明的天使的时候，亦都是这样讲，撒旦是希望他自己的儿女都能够假扮成为光明的天使。
Doing all kinds of good works.
是去做各样的善事。
Why?
为什么撒旦会做一些跟他本质这么不一样的事呢？
Because Satan, who is the God of this world, who failed to topple God and take over his throne,
因为撒旦虽然是这个世界的王，但是他却不能够推翻神的权威，夺取神的宝座。
He wants to succeed in deceiving believers.
他希望能够欺骗那些相信基督的人。
Appearing as an angel of light means that the world can never see or acknowledge those who love the Lord Jesus Christ.
撒旦假扮成为光明的天使的目的，就是要使到世界看不清楚或者认不出那些爱主耶稣基督的人。
The world never sees the ministry of serving others that goes on to millions of people throughout the world.
撒旦做这样的目的是不要世界看到基督徒在全球各地帮助并且服侍千千万万的人。
Appearing as an angel of light means that the sacrificial giving of God's people is never acknowledged, never appreciated by the world.
撒旦装造光明的天使，是要让属神的人所付出的牺牲，永远都得不到世界的认同和欣赏。
And yet the pittance and the crumbs that falls from the table of the rich and the famous are described as the world's salvation.
反而很多时候，撒旦要让那些有钱人和名人在饭台上面丢下来的冷饭残羹都被捧为世界的拯救。
And that is appearing as an angel of light.
这一种就是撒旦装扮为光明的天使的方法。
He is doing this in order to deceive people into believing that they can be like God without a relationship with God.
撒旦要人去相信，要欺骗人去相信，他们不需要与神建立关系，但是都可以变得与神一样。
That they can be perfect without relationship with Jesus Christ.
他们不需要与基督耶稣建立关系，都可以成为一个完全的人。
Don't ever fall into this temptation of thinking that Satan is only in the ghettos and with the drug addicts.
请你不要上当，不要以为撒旦只会在贫民区和吸毒者身上出现。
Satan only assigns the worst of his demons to these cases.
其实要处理这些事情，撒旦只需要差派他最渣的手下去做就可以了。
But he sent his upper echelon with the famous and the rich and the powerful.
撒旦最高级的精英部队则会去到那些有财有势的名人当中。
He lives with those who think that they are gods.
撒旦自己则是和一些自以为自己是神的人一起居住。
Well, what do you think the goal of the evolution is?
不知你知不知进化论当中进化的目的是为什么呢？
The goal of evolution is that by natural process and controlling the environment and heredity, perfect human beings can be made.
进化的目的，其实就是要借助物竞天择的自然过程和控制环境遗传因子，从而去做出完美的人类。
But everywhere you turn, you find scientists are being baffled with our world's problems.
但是无论在哪里，你都会发现科学家对世界上面的问题都是束手无策的。
They are baffled at what is happening with the drugs and the drug addiction.
科学家对毒品、对吸毒者是束手无策。
They try to come up with all kinds of secular solutions.
他们尝试过用一切俗世的方法，
except the only one solution that works.
但是他们从来都不会用那个唯一是有效的方法，
and that is repentance from sin and turning to the Lord Jesus Christ.
而那个唯一有效的方法就是要认罪悔改，归向主耶稣基督。
They think that what we need is more money and more education.
他们以为我们所需要的是更加多的钱，更加多的教育。
More policemen in the streets.
更加多的警察在街上面巡逻。
More laws.
更加多的法律规条。
Or more government.
或者是更加多的政府部门。
And the only thing that we really need is to allow the gospel to be freely preached.
但是我们真正需要的是要将福音自由咁样去传开。
And Satan is hard at work, appearing as an angel of light.
今日撒旦正喺度努力咁样假扮成为光明嘅天使。
Satan is working hard to make a lie look like the truth.
撒旦正喺度努力紧去歪曲事实嘅真相。
Satan is hard at work to convince people that his imitation of the truth is the real truth.
撒旦正在努力地去说服人，去相信撒旦自己所仿造的真理就是真正的真理。
You remember from the last message how he appeared to Eve?
不知道你还记不记得上次我们天路导向节目当中分享过撒旦怎样去欺哄夏娃呢？
He did not appeal to her instinct of power.
撒旦并不是从夏娃的权力欲去下手。
He did not appeal to her instinct of pleasure.
撒旦不是从夏娃对享乐的欲望去下手。
He does that subtly and convincingly.
撒旦对夏娃下手的方法是潜藏的方法，是一个具说服力的方法。
This fake angel of light tried to convince her that she was doing good by disobeying God.
撒旦你一个冒牌的光明天使去引诱夏娃的时候，就是要说服夏娃说你违背神是好的。
And I want to tell you today,
今日我想跟你讲的是
that same fake angel of light is trying to convince every one of us, every single moment of every single day,that you are doing good when you disobey God.
那个假冒的光明天使撒旦每一日每一刻每一秒都是要说服你背逆神是对的。
He does that subtly and convincingly.
撒旦做这件事是不露痕迹的，也都是具有说服力的。
If you are not a discerning Christian,
如果你是一个不懂得分辨的基督徒，
You'll be sitting in disobedience, trying to rationalize it to yourself.
你会为自己不信服神而找藉口去解释。
You're going to feel that you're victimized by your circumstances.
你会认为你是被环境所逼迫要你这样做的。
That you are victimized by your family background.
你会认为是你家庭背景拖累你，令到你这样做的。
How does Satan appear as an angel of light?
究竟撒旦是怎样装扮成为光明的天使呢？
He does it by fear.
撒旦其实是藉着人的恐惧心态造成的。
He does it by intimidation.
撒旦去恐吓人，去威胁人。
He does it by perversion of the truth.
撒旦去曲解真理，颠倒是非。
Remember I said he takes a little bit of the truth?
不知道你还记不记得我在前几次节目当中讲过。
And he puts it in an ocean of falsehood.
他将一小部分的真理 放进咗去一大堆嘅邪说假道当中。
And he makes it look good.
而且佢包装过，将佢包装过，令到佢外表睇嚟非常唔错。
I'll give you the first example.
让我话俾你听第一个例子。
Take a small businessman.
一个做小生意嘅商人。
Who is a Christian?
佢系一个基督徒嚟噶。
And he wants to run his business according to biblical principle.
他希望按住圣经的原则来做生意。
The angel of light comes to him.
而在那阵时，光明的天使就来找他了。
And he would say,
而他就说，
It's good to run a good business according to biblical principle.
按住圣经原则做生意的确是一件好事。
They have worked for other people.
过去其他人这样做都行得通的。
But don't forget that you live in the modern day.
但是你不要忘记得你现在身处的是这个时代，是现代。
And if you don't do what the competition does,
如果你不跟着你竞争的对手做同样的方法，
then you're going to be out of business.
你就没有生意可以做的了。
And God doesn't want you to be out of business.
而且神又不希望你生意失败。
He wants to bless you.
他要赐福给你嘛。
So I'm going to leave that to your imagination.
请你仔细咁样去谂下。
Now suppose you have a problem.
如果你系有困难嘅话，
and you're wrestling with that problem in life.
你嘅生活系被呢一个困难所缠绕住。
And who doesn't have problems in life?
不过人生当中有边个系冇困难嘅呢？
Whether you live in the east or the west, there are every problems everywhere.
无论你住在东方住在西方，在每一度都是会有困难的。
So we are wrestling with a problem.
我们是在困难当中苦苦挣扎。
And you want to lean on the Lord.
不过你会愿意在当中去倚靠神。
You want to lean on the everlasting arm.
你会希望倚靠神永恒的膀臂。
You want God to guide you.
你会希望神引导你。
And you want God to give you strength.
你会希望神赐力量给你。
You want the Spirit of God to lead you out of that problem.
你会希望圣灵能够带你走出这个困难。
The angel of light comes in.
然后在这个时候，撒旦所假扮的光明天使就会来找你。
And he says,
他会这样说，
You are wrestling with this problem, aren't you?
你是不是挣扎着要解决困难啊？
You probably need to calm your nerves.
可能你需要先这样镇静下来。
You may need to take some chemical substance to help you out.
可能你需要吃一些药物去帮你。
Take a special pill that helps you calm yourself.
不如你吃一粒药，让你自己镇定下来啦。
He takes a little bit of the truth and then he twists it.
撒旦会提出一小部分的事实，然后将它扭曲。
And before you know it, you're taking pills every day.
当你未醒觉的时候，你已经开始要吃药度日了。
I'll give you the first example.
让我再举第三个例子。
God has been blessing you.
神一直都赐福给你。
And you have been doing great.
而且你的生活都过得很好。
And the Spirit of God beginning to convince you to tithe and give God what belongs to Him.
而神的灵在这个时候就告诉你，你要拿十分之一出来做十一奉献给神，因为那些是属于神的钱。
Because that's God's money.
因为那些是属于神的钱。
Take it out and put it aside.
请你将它拿出来放在一边。
Put it in a storehouse.
将它放到去神的仓库里面。
But then the angel of light comes in.
然后撒旦那个假扮的光明天使就会来找你。
And he brings you some truth.
他会告诉你一些事实。
And he'll say to you.
然后他会跟你说，
You know God really doesn't need your money.
你知啊，神根本就不需要你的钱。
And that is of course true. God doesn't need our money.
的确咁系啱嘅，因为神系唔需要我哋嘅钱。
After all, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
因为千山万岭嘅上面嘅牛羊牲畜都系属于神嘅。
Don't forget Satan knows the scripture.
请你唔好唔记得，撒旦系非常熟悉圣经嘅。
He tempted Jesus in the wilderness.
撒旦曾经喺旷野试探过耶稣。
He was quoting from the scripture.
佢试探耶稣嘅时候，佢所引用嘅全部都系圣经。
And he will try to bring the scripture out of context.
但系佢会断章取义。
And he would say,
撒旦呢一个假扮嘅光明天使会咁样讲。
You need to be prudent with your money.
你要好精明咁样去处理你嘅钱财。
And you need this particular thing here, and you need this particular thing here.
你谂下呢一度又有需要，嗰一度又有需要。
You have children, you have to take care of them.
你要照顾你嘅儿女。
And before you know it, you're not faithful with your tithe and offering.
喺你毫无警觉嘅时候，你已经失去咗对十一奉献嘅忠诚。
And the angel of light would say to you,
撒旦假扮嘅光明天使就会继续对你咁样讲。
You know, I don't think God expects that.
你知道啦，我谂神都冇期望你咁样做去十一奉献。
And you know what he's doing by keeping you unfaithful with the tithes and offering?
而呢一句话就系撒旦让你继续忽略十一奉献嘅责任嘅方式。
He is keeping the blessings of God from coming to you and upon you and your family and your life.
撒旦咁样做就系要隔住神对你同埋你家人嘅赐福。
I want to testify to you that faithfulness with the tithe brings the blessing of God.
让我向你作一个见证，忠心十一奉献的人都是会蒙神所赐福的。
Or take another example.
让我再举第四个例子。
Take the single person who is not married.
试想下一个单身的人。
He prayed to God to give him or give her a Christian spouse.
这个单身的人祈求神给他一位基督徒的配偶。
And God has answered their prayers.
神在那个时候并没有立刻答复他。
The angel of light comes in.
但是在那个时候，光明的天使就是假扮的光明天使撒旦就来到了。
He would say, God didn't answer your prayer, has he?
撒旦就跟这个人说，神没有应承你的祈祷，是吗？
Of course, that is the truth.
当然那个是真理。
God hasn't answered your prayer yet.
神仍然在那一刻未曾答应你的祷告。
And then he would continue.
然后魔鬼就会继续这样讲了。
How do you know that God does not really want you to marry somebody who's not a believer?
啊，你怎么知道神真的要你不要跟一个未信主的人结婚呢？
So that you can convert them to Christ.
你跟他结婚就可以带领他成为基督徒咯。
I met a lot of those people who told me later that they wished they were still single again.
我曾经遇过很多这一类人，他们在结婚之后，后来跟我说，他恨不得他们在那个时候仍然是未婚的。
Because they became unequally yoked.
因为夫妻在那个时候所负的轭并不相配。
And because they believed Satan's deception.
因为他们在那个时候相信了撒旦的谎言。
Or take another example.
让我再举第五个例子。
It's what I call the socially acceptable sins.
我将它称为社会所接受的罪。
These sins are not acceptable to God, but they are acceptable in society.
这一些罪是神绝对不会接受，但是社会却接受的罪。
I want to explain the difference between the big moral sins and the socially acceptable sins.
让我解释一下，究竟道德上面重大的罪和社会所接受的罪有什么分别。
Moral sins and biblical heresies have immediate impact upon the individual and upon the church at large.
道德败坏和异端邪说其实对个人和教会都有直接的冲击。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Because they are clear cut.
因为这些罪是明显的。
And in many ways, they are less dangerous because they are clear-cut.
而很多时候，这些罪因为他们这么明显，所以他们的危害也都少一点。
Yet the socially acceptable sins have the greatest of danger.
反而那些社会所接受的罪，危害比这些明显的罪更加大。
They have the furthest far-reaching impact.
他们有更加远、更加大的破坏力。
The New Testament talks a hundredfold more about those socially acceptable sins.
新约圣经曾经讲过超过100次有关这些社会上面所接纳的罪。
By now you're probably asking, what are these socially acceptable sins?
可能在这一刻你会问究竟这些社会上面可以接纳的罪是什么罪呢？
These socially acceptable sins are the sins that affect our relationship in the home.
这些社会所接受的罪其实就是一些会影响我们家庭关系的罪。
The relationship between husband and wife.
会影响我们夫妻关系的罪。
Children and parents.
他们是影响我们父母子女关系的罪。
Friendships.
他们影响我们朋友之间的关系的罪。
Fellowship of all kinds.
他们是影响人与人之间交往的罪。
And here they are.
而他们就是
Gossip
搬弄是非说长道短
Murmur
窃窃私语
A critical spirit and unforgiving heart
喜爱批评并且心存怨恨
Rebellion against God's principles in marriage
在婚姻上面违反神的旨意
Husbands who abdicate their spiritual responsibility in the home
放弃在家里面作属灵领导的丈夫。
Wives who are resenting their husband's spiritual leadership.
不满丈夫作属灵领导的妻子。
Children who refuse to obey their parents.
不听父母话的孩子。
These are the socially acceptable sins.
这些都是社会所接受的罪。
Some of the other acceptable sins are like jealousy.
社会上面接受的罪还包括嫉妒。
Spiritual pride,
自以为属灵的骄傲
desire for self-promotion,
自夸喜欢高举自己
spreading rumors,
散播谣言
putting others down,
贬低其他人
rebelling against spiritual authority,
反抗属灵的权威
divisiveness of all kind,
挑拨离间
Jesus said in John 17,
耶稣曾经在约翰福音第17章讲过
The oneness and the unity of the believer is the greatest indication of the love of God.
信徒合一就是神的爱最大的明证
That the oneness of the believers is what is going to bring sinners to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
信徒合一就是带领人相信主耶稣基督的方法。
I want you to read John 17 after this broadcast.
请你听完今日天路导向的广播之后，去睇下约翰福音第17章。
If unity is honoring to God,
如果合一是荣耀神的，
then Satan would be stupid if he did not try to do everything possible to split that oneness and unity.
咁如果撒旦唔破坏呢一种合一嘅话，撒旦就一定系好笨啦。
So whenever you and your spouse have an argument,
所以无论你同你嘅配偶有任何嘅争执
，and you go to bed without forgiving one another,
直至夜晚上床嘅时候，仍然未能够彼此饶恕对方
，Satan has succeeded.
撒旦就已经胜利咗啦。
He broke that oneness.
他已经破坏了你们合一的关系。
Whenever two believers in Jesus Christ are in disharmony with each other,
每当耶稣基督里面的两个信徒起了纠纷，互不相容的时候，
Satan has succeeded.
撒旦就胜利了。
He broke that oneness.
撒旦在这个场合就破坏了合一的关系。
Think with me for a moment.
请你同我一起去想一下。
If Satan comes openly and tries to fight members of the body of Christ,
如果撒旦公然咁样对付基督嘅身体，亦都系教会里面嘅信徒。
The discerning believers will get together and they will get on their knees and they'll pray and they'll have victory over him.
嗰一啲有分别能力嘅信徒就会集合起嚟同心祈祷，并且胜过魔鬼撒旦。
But Satan is too crafty to come out in the open.
但系撒旦好狡猾，佢唔会正面咁样攻击教会。
He will sneak around and work deceptively and subtly.
撒旦会偷偷咁样进行佢阴险嘅诡计。
Do you remember the holy man of God whom I mentioned in the last message?
唔知你仲记唔记得上次我曾经提及过一个虔诚嘅人呢？
Satan knew that this holy and righteous man of God was guarding against temptations of the flesh.
撒旦知道呢一个虔诚而且正直嘅人时时刻刻都对肉体上面嘅试探提高警觉。
And it was useless to try to persuade him.
撒旦知道佢亦都唔会被撒旦说服。
So he snuck up on him.
于是撒旦偷袭佢。
Through one of those socially acceptable sins.
借住嗰一啲社会所接受嘅罪。
Envy and spiritual pride.
嫉妒同埋属灵嘅骄傲。
Satan knows that if he comes out in the open and fight a biblically sound, Christ-loving church, he's going to lose.
撒旦知道如果他公然向一间以圣经为信仰基础又爱耶稣基督的教会挑战，他一定会失败。
So what does he do?
这样撒旦会怎样做呢？
He will do it another way.
撒旦会用另外的方法。
He will simply place people in the churches.
撒旦只需要派一啲人去到教会当中。
People who have spiritual pride.
就系嗰一啲自以为属灵好骄傲嘅人去到教会当中。
People who are possessed with critical spirits.
就系嗰一啲爱论断嘅人去到教会当中。
People who are seeking self-promotion.
就系嗰一啲借机会高举自己嘅人去到教会当中。
People who can't distinguish between spirits.
就是那些不能够分别圣灵和邪灵的人去到教会当中。
People who can't distinguish between the angel of light and the fallen angel masquerading as an angel of light.
就是那些不能够分辨真假光明天使的人去到教会当中。
And through them he begins to sow the seed of doubt.
借住佢哋，撒旦开始散播怀疑嘅种子。
He begins to sow the seed of discontentment.
撒旦借住佢哋开始散播不满嘅种子。
He begins to sow the seed of division.
借住呢一啲人，撒旦开始散播分歧嘅种子。
Today I could show you many churches that have fallen because of lack of discernment.
今日我可以指俾你听，好多教会嘅失败就系因为佢哋缺乏分辨嘅能力。
And our prayers must be always.
就让我哋时常要咁样去祈祷。
God continue to give us the spirit of discernment.
神啊，求你不断赐分辨嘅灵俾我哋。
That our fire may never go out.
让我哋火热嘅心永不冷却。
And I pray that God will put such fire in each of your hearts.
我求主赐火热嘅心俾你哋每一位。
That He may give you zeal for His word and for the gospel.
愿神赐俾你对佢话语同埋福音嘅热心。
Until we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，下次天路道向再会。